Hi, this is a dictation for Lamia William, LamYahWilliam. Lamia William, date of birth 12/20/2011. Date of accident 2/10/2025. Date of service 9/29/2025. The patient is here for a evaluation as a new patient. Chief complaint is pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back. She is unable to get up from the bed many times due to the pain. The patient attributes these symptoms to the alleged accident that happened on 12/20/2011. In this accident, patient was traveling as a passenger. In the rear seat in the middle, and he was traveling with her sister, who was in the back seat on the left, and mother was driving, and couple cousins, total 5 people. Her mother is also being seen. Her name is Michelle Fine. And no other car was involved. Basically, the mother lost the control of the car on the freeway at I-94 and hit the median and stopped, and the car was completely totaled. After resting, the impact caused her no direct trauma. And car was totaled. The accident happened on I-94 due to losing control. The patient was taken to St. John ER after the accident by the emergency room, where she was there for a few hours. No CT scan or X-rays were done. There was no bleeding, laceration, or fractures. No direct trauma to the chest, pelvic, abdomen, or any of the extremities like shoulder, elbows. No trauma to the hip or knees. History of presenting illness. Patient reports no headaches, no symptoms of TBI. Specifically, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of any seizures, denies any ear ringing, vision problem like double vision, spots in the vision, denies any nausea, vomiting, denies any balance problem, orientation problem, no taste problem or smell problem, no pain in the jaw. In addition, patient has no history of any issues with the tidal anesthesia, sleep disturbances, anxiety, depression, panic, denies any lightheadedness, denies any numbness, tingling of the extremities, denies any radiculopathy or neuropathy. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she is suffering from moderate pain, more on the left than the right, in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and a spasm of the muscles in the back, and it causes pain, but there is no radiculopathy or radiation of the pain. The pain is localized, and it is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to the patient. She cannot get up from the bed. These pains are continuous and are throbbing, and they are 4 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 5. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by lying down and improved by nothing. No motor weakness is reported. No other issues are reported. Patient has been treated in the past treatment to the emergency room at St. John without any X-ray CT scan. Only medicines were provided. She has done chiropractic treatment 5 times, which didn't help much. No acupuncture. has been done. No shockwave therapy is done. However, she is 50% better at this time. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment, patient goes to school, 8th grade, and legal and personal history. And review the ADL, please. And the diagnosis from the diagnosis stage, physical examination. This is a 13-year-old African-American female child. Average weight is 140. Height is 5'2". Blood pressure 121/80, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100, temperature 96.1, and respiratory rate is 17. Patient is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging, colonicae. Hydration is good and well-nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well without any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam, including the neurological, psychological, and musculature exam and musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. And in the musculature, only issue was found is there is a severe spasm of quadratus lumborum muscle, both side with 2+ hypertonicity and no trigger points. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. Trapezius muscle is not in spasm. The range of motion of the cervical spine. So inspection, palpation of the musculoskeletal examination is normal. And tenderness of the spine is none. While cervical spine range of motion is as follows, 50 forward flexion, 60 is the extension, 45 side flexion, and bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotohal test are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Slump test and Bruce test are negative. Lumbar spine, Pitlagrin test is negative, CLR is negative, CAM test is negative, Breger test negative, Brudzinski Kernick test negative, and Bezinski sign is negative. SI joints are non-tender, and there is a negative Faber test, Gonsalin test, negative standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test. Extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan. The patient is requested to continue physical therapy at 2 times a week to the lower back and middle and neck area with traction massage. Home therapy is advised. Patient is okay to go to school. She can continue chiropractic treatment as she was doing with massage acupuncture. Patient is advised to take Advil for medication if any pain. No other medicines are given. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Oh, sorry. So referral to psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club is yes. Review of available MRI, CT scan, imaging records, medical records are being requested. Released from St. John Hospital. Intervention pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. A neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. And investigation, no investigation is being ordered at this time. We will be seeing this patient and reevaluate her if a need for MRI is needed. If symptoms continue, that will be decided at a later date. DMS patient already has the back brace. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.